Hi, everybody. Thank you for joining us for the story of the day. Today is a story which you could actually find in the Chumash in Parshas Pinchas, as explained in the Rashi. When the Jewish people were in the Midbar in the desert, just a little bit before the time they were going to enter Eretz Yisrael, it came time to divide up the land, and each tribe, each Shevet, would get a certain land. Hashem gave a mitzvah, a commandment to the Jewish people, that they should divide up the land al pi hagoro, which means according to the lottery. A lottery is something that happens randomly. That is, if you have, let's say, a lottery in your class, and everybody who learns something gets a ticket for the lottery. Then they all go into one, all the tickets go into one box. Somebody picks out the lucky ticket, and that person wins a prize. That's a lottery. So it's, of course, completely fair because nobody knows which ticket's going to be pulled out. And therefore, seemingly, the Jewish people were using, as Hashem instructed, a lottery, a goral, to decide which parts of the land would go to which shvatim, which tribes. It seemed it would be just random, according to chance. However, what actually happened was this. All the names of the 12 shvatim were written on papers, and all the descriptions of the 12 portions of land were written on papers, parchments, and all 24 papers were put into one box. And then the Kohen Gadol, Elazar, who was Aaron's son, Aaron had passed away recently, so he was now the Kohen Gadol, wearing the Urim V'Tumim, the special garments of the Kohen Gadol, spoke Baruch HaKadosh. He spoke with a holy spirit that Hashem put into him, and he announced which land would go to which shvatim. And then, sure enough, the heads of the leaders of all the shvatim came up, and yes, they pulled out exactly the one which the Kohen Gadol said. But something even more amazing happened, and that is that when the pieces of paper were taken out, the goral itself spoke. The actual piece of parchment actually spoke and said, "I am the goral, and I am for this and this shevet, and this is the part of Eretz Yisrael which belongs to them." And of course, it was exactly the same as the Kohen Gadol said, and exactly the same as what they actually pulled out of the box. Only that the girl itself cried out. So like every other story in the Torah, the purpose of the story is not just to be a fun story to listen to, but to teach us a lesson. And one of the lessons that we could learn from this story is that even when we're getting ready to do a mitzvah, such as doing the lottery in order to later on divide up the land of Israel, dividing up the land of Israel was a mitzvah. And the lottery was just a preparation. But even the preparation is so important when it comes to a mitzvah. Not just the mitzvah, but even the preparation is so important that Hashem made a nace, He made a miracle to show us that even when we're doing a mitzvah and the preparation is what we're involved in, that the preparation itself is very, very important, and we have to be very involved in the preparation also. So, for example, if we're getting ready to daven and we are supposed to take a little bit of time to think about who we're davening to think about Hashem, that's very important. It's not only saying the words of the davening, but the preparation also. And even though we're at the last moment before the redemption, but this last moment is also very important. And who knows what we can accomplish in this last moment, even though it's only the preparation for the redemption, but it's very, very important also. May we each do quickly one more mitzvah, one more good thought, one more good word, one more good deed to bring Mashiach quicker. And then we'll actually be in the land of Israel and we'll actually divide up the land and live there with the Beis HaMikdash. May it be rebuilt very, very quickly. Thank you for joining me for the story of the day.